So that's what we know historically about the Phrygians. But more can be learned from excavations of the Phrygian capital city of Gordion. Here at Gordion, since 1950, the University of Pennsylvania has been conducting excavations. Now, when we talked about Çatalhöyük and we talked about Hisarlık, I talked about how mounds are created with levels of habitation building up one atop another to create an artificial mound. And that's exactly what is found at Gordion. There is the so-called city mound that is a high artificial hill that has numerous levels of habitation going from Byzantine down actually to Hittite. But most of what's been studied by the University of Pennsylvania excavations has been the Phrygian levels of this mound. Excavations have revealed a massive fortification wall that was constructed sometime before 800 BC, with a single gate leading into the city itself. Now, within the city were a series of long rectangular buildings that we call megara, the same kind of plan we found at Troy. And the most impressive of these is a building that's referred to as Megaron II. And it's thought that it is perhaps a temple. If you remember, the plan of a megaron is a front porch with a large rectangular back room. And what makes Megaron II so impressive is the fact that the back room of this building has a pebble mosaic, the first floor mosaic known from the ancient world. So the way the pebble mosaic is constructed is that river pebbles, chosen for natural variations in color, were arranged in a plaster matrix to create a variety of patterns. And it's kind of like a crazy quilt of designs with circles and squares and rectangles made out of various colored pebbles. But it creates the earliest mosaic floor of the world. And it's thought that this impressive building may well have served the cult of the local Phrygian goddess Cybele, about which I'll say more in a minute. Now, nearby Megaron II is another building that archaeologists have called the Terrace Building. It sits on a low terrace, and it's a series of eight megara that are joined wall to wall, so eight kind of conjoined buildings. What was discovered inside these buildings were a number of spindle whorls and loom weights that indicate that the structure was given over to textile production. The region today is an important region for wool. It's close to the city of Ankara, the capital of Turkey, and of course, Angora for wool is a variation on the name of the city of Ankara. And so it's intriguing to think that this part of the world has been important for wool production for thousands and thousands of years. In any case, the terrace building shows that this whole large structure was devoted to the creation of wool fabric, for the creation of wool strands for weaving and so on.